Hello everyone, I'm George Romano and welcome back to my channel. And this is marking the anniversary of Ukraine's independence on the act of the Declaration of Independence. So there was this referendum that was put to the people, and there was one question: do you confirm the act of Declaration of Independence of Ukraine? Because the Supreme Soviet of Ukraine had passed this on the 24th of August 1998, just after the failure of the August coup in Moscow, when the communist reactionaries were trying to take the Soviet Union back to a totalitarian system. The Baltics, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, they'd all declared independence just before that. Since 1998, there'd been a strong independence movement there. So I'm old enough to remember this, of course, as a child at the time, and there was much debate about what was going to happen, that possibly, you know, the communism was going to go. They certainly wanted to maintain that economic system. They'd lifted the ban on other political parties. They'd released the political prisoners. They closed the slave labor camps. They'd opened the borders. If Soviet citizens wanted to leave, they could go. And so previously, there was an attempt to smother any independence movement, any demand for real autonomy. Russian was definitely the prestige language, and the other languages were dishonored. So the other national identities were very much subordinate to Soviet identity, which is a manufactured identity, even if there was one. These people had really nothing in common between, you know, nomads in Kazakhstan, between whatever city dwellers in Moscow, or, you know, Georgians with their vineyards or whatever. They were very, very diverse, and they were only put together because they were conquered and they were forced together. So just because it could have been an elite consensus, just because the politicians mostly wanted independence, that doesn't prove that everybody wanted independence. So they held a referendum all across the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, people free to campaign for or against. So it was 3.5 months later. So some people campaigned for a yes and some people campaigned for a no. They had this pretty good turnout, an 84% turnout and a very high yes vote. Yeah, so like 92% yes vote. And every single region of Ukraine voted yes. But now the lowest yes vote was in the Crimean Peninsula, which was 55% vote. So it was recognized by other countries as an independent state the very next day. So the president of the Russian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic, Boris Yeltsin, he also recognized Ukraine as independent. Russia, you recognize Ukraine independent, has recognized again and again and again. Then above him was the president of the whole Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev, and he likewise recognized it as independent, but he wanted the Ukraine to collaborate with Russia and other former Soviet states. And indeed, that happened. And it set off a chain reaction, that August coup, meant to prevent the dissolution of the Soviet Union. In fact, it made it certain that it accelerated. And that's why, by the end of 1991, every former Soviet republic had proclaimed independence. Eventually, Kazakhstan left, and there was only one republic in the Union, the so-called Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. It was not republics, it's republic. It was singular, and that was Russia. So they went their way as well. And that's when they signed the Belavezha Accords in Belarus, Minsk, Ukraine. Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia agreeing to work together. So Cherkasy Oblast, as in Oblast like a region, in the center of Ukraine, it's perhaps surprising that was the highest yes vote. But generally speaking, the north and west was higher yes vote, and the south and east was a lower yes vote. But anyway, it was yes everywhere. Yeah, Sevastopol City, which is in Crimea, that was a 57% yes vote. So there's absolutely no question that a high majority of Ukrainians wanted independence. Actually, surprisingly high, considering how many are ethnically Russian and even more linguistically Russian. So even some of those who are ethnic Russians voted for this. Perhaps surprising why. Maybe because they thought they had a better chance of democracy or prosperity within Ukraine. So if you take those who didn't vote and add it to those who voted no, that's still a small minority. You know, the 7% who didn't vote versus the sort of 16% who of the electorate who didn't vote, you know, what is that? There's only about 20% of people who did not actively support it. So there's no question that it is independent. I know people quibble about it because it was not post factum, but it was after the declaration that seemed to be like the status quo, give it an impetus, but it surely wouldn't change the result that much, you know, from being a 92% vote, maybe it would have been an 82% vote or something like that. But it's still overwhelmingly a very, very decisive majority. Those inclined to vote no probably didn't vote, but just like in Georgia, it's about a 98% yes vote in a similar referendum. Now, the obviously is not as high as that, 98% want independence, but those who were against usually didn't vote to somehow delegitimize it because they knew they were going to lose by miles. So they thought it looked better for the yes vote to be ridiculously high to somehow make it seem less credible. So yet again, there's absolutely no question that Ukraine has its sovereign independence repeatedly recognized by Russia, and Ukraine has the absolute right to determine its own domestic and foreign policies, to form an alliance with any other country it wants, to apply to join NATO, to apply to join the European Union, and so forth, to build up their armed forces as they see fit. And they gave up their nuclear weapons, gave the second biggest nuclear arsenal in the world for free to Russia in return for security guarantees. And you see how Russia has reneged on all these promises. They could swear them on a stack of holy Bibles and they would shamelessly break every single one because it's an utterly dishonorable regime. And as Russia's broken those, all its solemn pledges, Ukraine is absolutely entitled to build up its arsenal as it sees fit. If they did want to have nuclear weapons, I couldn't criticize them because they gave them up and look where they are now. And if they had their nuclear arsenal, Russia wouldn't dare do this. And it's the Russian tyrant is continually threatening nuclear war against everybody else. Now, I don't take a view on this. Should Ukraine have gone independent? Or should they remain with Russia? If I were Ukrainian, I don't know how I would have voted. I wouldn't have objected if they'd opted to remain united with Russia, but they didn't. In huge numbers, they voted for independence. And so it's their human right to be independent, to do whatever they want. And Russia has absolutely no right whatsoever to dictate what Ukraine shall do and shan't do. So Ukraine can do whatever they want. They can be friends with whoever they like, cooperate with any other country, invite foreign soldiers onto their soil. Russia never sought Ukraine's permission to form the so-called Collective Security Treaty Organization or the Eurasian Economic Union and so forth to hold military drills in Belarus and elsewhere. And one of these so-called military drills turned into the invasion. They don't seek Ukraine's permission to have nuclear weapons or do anything they want. They don't seek Ukraine's permission to decide their own domestic policies, their own language policy. Ukraine has the right to make Ukrainian the sole language, to make it a dual language country, or whatever, to make Russian a secondary language, to remove Russian entirely. Whatever status they want to give the Hungarian language, that indigenous minority, the Tatar language, that's completely up to them. Whatever they want to do about the status of the Orthodox Church, again, that is for them to decide. They have the right to determine their own future, and another country does not, especially an extremely hostile country. And relations are very good between Putin until Putin came along in the late 90s. And I so know some Ukrainian citizens who couldn't speak Ukrainian, but that doesn't make them Russian. A language is not a nationality, and a nationality is not a language. India's got over 2,000 languages, and yet Indian is a nationality. There is no Indian language as such. I know Hindi is the major one, but only a minority of Indians speak it fluently. You know, the Americans are not English just because they speak English. So don't fall for Putin's lies. And if people speak Russian in Ukraine, he'll say that's a reason to invade. If people don't speak Russian because they don't want to speak it anymore, he'll give them a reason to invade. Whatever it happens, he says that he should invade another sovereign state. So this is outright evil. We need to call it out for what it is. It must be firmly resisted. And it burns my heart that the free world doesn't give Ukraine the arms it needs to defend itself. This war will end when Ukraine can adequately defend itself. When the pain becomes so terrible for Russia, they back off. And that'd be better for them, too, to bring down their tyrant and be a free country. Anyway, do what you can to secure Ukrainian independence. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.